do the work, and have the reward of discovering what makes you uniquely you. One of the observations I've had over two decades of working with people is that our external world will match how aligned we are with our authentic self. For example, if you don't believe that you are worthy of close, true friends, you will isolate yourself a lot in your social life. This will prevent you from having those meaningful friendships. Or, if you have low self-esteem, you will create a life in which you are surrounded by people and things that validate your low opinion. In other words, however you feel internally will be mirrored externally because of your choices, whether conscious or subconscious. Our society likes to focus on hugely popular celebrities who seem like they have it all, who are wildly successful and wealthy, travel over the world, and live what seem to be amazing lives. The reality is that many of these people are totally miserable inside. We've all heard those stories, and they seem so unbelievable from an outside perspective. How could he/she be depressed and suicidal? He's got millions in the bank and international fame. But let's reframe that question in terms of the external environment matching our internal beliefs I just discussed. If you were to peel back the layers of glitz and glamour and really see that person's life up close, what you might discover is that his or her immediate surroundings and their day-to-day existence perpetuate their misery. In other words, they spend time engaging in unhealthy behaviors, people, places, and things. And it's all because of one big problem. He or she isn't aligned with their authentic self, their best self. No amount of material, external success can ever solve that problem. You have to dig deep and identify your best self within and create the life that honors that version of yourself. On the other hand, consider the person who is just getting by, but leaps out of bed in the morning feeling off the charts, content and happy with their life because they are living each day as his or her best self. Perhaps he or she takes time to experience the power of gratitude, to stay intimately connected with loved ones, to give back to the community, and to maintain self-care and emotional balance. Cultivating this kind of authentic life does not require monetary wealth, perfect physical health, or anything other than a commitment to live as our best self. The point is, we create our reality, and what the world sees when they look at us is far from the whole story. If there was a news story about you today, it wouldn't be the whole story, right? That would be impossible to capture. Others would have no idea what's really going on in your life or in your head. Only you can know if you're choosing to live as your best self so that you can squeeze every last drop of vitality, love, and inspiration out of this life. And only you can know what is holding you back if you aren't. This is the workbook companion guide to best self, Be You Only Better. In my first book, I wanted to help readers clearly define, deeply connect with, and learn to live each day as their best self. I knew from all of the thousands of hours I'd spent working with people across every imaginable walk of life, dealing with an extremely wide range of obstacles, that most issues in life come from a lack of connection with our authenticity. I believed if I could just help folks get to know who they are at their core, that they would then hold the key to creating a life they'd only dreamed of. I was feeling exhilarated when the book went into print because I knew that if only one person's life improved as a result of what I'd written, then it was a total win. But I could never have predicted the unique and compelling stories of transformation that have poured in from the world on my Facebook and Instagram platforms. I continue to be deeply humbled and honored by the results. My mission has always been to help people discover the freedom to be the best version of themselves, and I've now communicated with thousands of people who feel they've done just that as a result of the work they did in Best Self. I said the work they did. I didn't do the work for them, and I can't do it for you, but we can do it together. And that's exactly why I wanted to create this companion. When I reviewed Best Self, I saw opportunities to go further into the concept so that you can unlock more truths about yourself and find new applications.